Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details. Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $20 on the Steel MS-162 or MS-170 chainsaw. Real Steel. Offer valid through June 30th, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Superstar players are up for either getting extra money or being forced to play a little bit longer on their deal. We're going to focus on four superstar big name players, pending contract situations. Time to play payout, meaning you either pay them now or play out, meaning let them play out the rest of their deal and make them earn that money a little bit longer. Focusing on four players, first player, you already know, Dak Prescott. After this year, he's out of guaranteed money. It's one of the sneakiest storylines in all of football. No more guaranteed money for Dak Prescott. Cowboys are in a report saying them and Dak are talking about a new contract. Shady, so the Cowboys pay out or should Dak Prescott have to play it out?
Play it out. Like, let him play his way out the door, right? Give him his walking papers. It's over. When I look at Dak Prescott, like, what have you done in the last 7 years? What has he done? What's he accomplished? They can't get past the divisional round, right? Last year, he had 7 Pro Bowls on the team. He had an all-pro wide receiver and a Pro Bowl running back. And you've seen what happened. They get to the 49ers. They couldn't win. And the defense played great. So if you ask me, I'm not being biased. I'm just being honest. He hasn't done enough to keep him there. Let him walk out.
You got to play it out. I know the scenario and the money moving forward is a nightmare. There's a lot of dead cap money, but you can figure out ways to move on from a contract. We've seen huge contracts that everyone thought were immovable objects get sent across the country. So it is possible to move on from Dak Prescott if he doesn't get it done this year. But I do think with the roster that they have right now, I mean, you have to see what you have in Dak Prescott.
Have to.
I'm going to play it out. I think with Dak Prescott, there's a couple things. Number one, to Shady's point, he needs to have sustained playoff success. They have all the weapons there. I've been critical of Mike McCarthy. This is pressure on him as well. The bottom line is CeeDee Lamb is a superstar. Tony Pollard is on his way to becoming one of the best running backs in the league. They have a really good offensive line. They still need to pay Zach Martin. They still need to pay CeeDee Lamb. They just paid Diggs. Dak, play it out. If he has a great year, you take care of him next season.
Okay, from the offensive side to the defensive side, we all talk about the Chiefs, and rightfully so, we focus on Patrick Mahomes. But Chris Jones, superstar defensive tackle, one of the best defensive tackles in football, the best, not named Aaron Donald over the last several years. He wants more money. He's holding out of camp right now, America. Shady, should the Chiefs pay out or Chris Jones have to play it out?
Ching, ching! You gotta pay Chris. You gotta pay him. Listen, Brett Veach is a general manager over there. I've known him for a long time in Philadelphia. Smart guy. You got to get this deal done. I've been there with the Chiefs. And as great as they are on offense with Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and Andy Reid, there's one piece they're missing, and that's Chris Jones. And he makes that thing go. When you need stops, he's the one that's going to get it done for you. You got to pay him. I can't see the Chiefs having that Super Bowl or even AFC Championship game if Chris Jones is not there.
Ooh. Yeah, you got to pay this man. What was the point of Patrick Mahomes giving you this flexibility if you're not going to keep the pieces that you need there? When you think of the Chiefs, you think of Patrick Mahomes. You think of Travis Kelce. Who's the next player that you think of? He's a guy that he gave you the flexibility and the money to keep there. You got to get it done. Yes, we know what that offense is capable of, but you need stops as well, and it's not going to happen if he's not in the building.
Perennial all-world Chris Jones. He's 29.
That's right.
He's smack dab in the middle of his career. Pay the man. It's a no-brainer. Now, the question becomes, what is it? I think he wants Aaron Donald money, not Quinn Williams money. I believe this deal gets done before the end of the training camp, and I believe Chris Jones is going to become the highest-paid defensive player in the league, not named Nick Bosa.
Ooh! Bold. I like that a lot. Well, look, Jonathan Taylor is not trying to become the highest paid player in the league. He just wants to be one of the highest paid running backs. He's in the final year of his contract with the Colts. Remember, he had over 2,000 scrimmage yards just 2 years ago. Shady, you know a lot about the running back position. You're one of the greatest to ever play the game at that position. What should the Colts do? Should JT get paid, or should they make him play it out?
Jonathan Taylor? Listen, I don't know if you guys gamble, but I play blackjack. That's called 21. When you get an ace and you get a 10, you tell the
21.
Dealer, pay out. You pay out. Pay that man
no
out.
No insurance.
He's the best player on the team. I'm going to say it right now, and he's obviously the best offensive player. The best friend to a rookie quarterback is what? A running game. Pay your running back, please. Pay him at the top of the market because he's that good. You got to pay him out. Got to.
You
got to
do it. He's too important to what you're building there with that team. Shay just said it. You have a rookie quarterback. But also, what else do you have at the position? You got Kenyon Drake, who just signed last week. Zach Moss is currently out with a broken arm. You have Deion Jackson, who has 81 career rushes, and you have a rookie in Evan Hull. You got to pay this man. You need him outside of, like, it being good for the team and Anthony Richardson. Forget all that. He's one of the best, if not the best, at the position. And you need his position. You're not winning anything without him there.
Y'all changed my mind. I'm gonna say pay him.
Oh!
I'm going to say.
You want to say not pay him?
I was thinking.
We would have wrestled on stage.
I know, but you know what? I have the running back right next to me. One of my favorites, by the way. I can't say don't pay Jonathan Taylor. He is elite. Now, I know he was unhealthy last season. I know he's had injuries the last year. But he is the impetus to the entire offense.
Yes.
I believe wholeheartedly, as does everyone in that building, that Anthony Richardson is the future. If you're investing in your future right now with AR, why not pay your proven commodity next to him in the backfield?
Well said. I see you changing minds, Dorian Shady. Okay, let's move on back to the quarterback.
My man.
Jared Goff made the Pro Bowl last year. Remember, the Rams shipped him out of L.A., sent him to Detroit, thought he was just going to be there to die, but he's helped revive the Lions. However, his deal currently ranked 15th amongst quarterbacks, $33 million this year. Shady, should the Lions pay out, or should they make Jared Goff play it out?
Should I pay out? I'm just saying pay him out. Pay the man out. When I look at the Lions, there's so many other positions that they need help with. I think quarterback is not one of those positions. He did a great job last year. Dan Campbell, he challenged him last year, right? We want to see more from Goff. And what did he do? He delivered. We all can say this. We're very optimistic watching the Lions going forward. So, and that, the big part of that is the quarterback, Jared Goff.
Here's the thing about the Lions. They're going up, right? They're not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
They're not there yet. Is it just a bunch of scrappy play? Is it just like we look and see things that we like? Jared Goff had a nice season last year, but when you're talking about becoming a legitimate contender in the NFC, Jared Goff's gonna have to be a part of that, but they have to take the next step. They haven't done that yet. So to me, I think it's play it out. They are kind of in no man's land. They're not gonna be bad enough to get a rookie, but will they be good enough to justify it? I think you have to find out this year. This year is the year that the Lions need to step up.
So I would pay Jared Goff. 29 TDs last year, 7 picks. He was really good, quietly. Now, MCDC, Motor City, Dan Campbell,
okay,
that's his guy. They drafted Hendon Hooker. I think he's going to be a good player. But Jared Goff right now is probably one of the more underrated quarterbacks in all of football.
I agree.
And you think about this. This is the first time in the history of Ford Field, 21 years, that they have sold out season tickets. Yep. I'm not saying Goff is the only reason he's not, but he's certainly one of them. And if you have that trajectory pointing up, there's a lot of hype on Detroit.
Sure.
Your quarterback is probably the most important player, certainly one of them. I think they need to pay him. I'm not sure they will.
Here's my question, though, to all of y'all. I stuck over here, too, Bob. I stuck over here. I'm not the only one that's shady around here. Here's my question to everybody, though. The Detroit Lions are in a very pivotal position this year. I do believe if Dan Campbell wins, everybody's all in. They're all committed. But if the Lions regress, take a step back, maybe go 7-10, 6-11 for whatever reason, I think Campbell's gone.
Yeah.
I think Goff would be gone. So how can you, and Jordan, I'll come back to you on this one, how can you pay Goff, commit to him for another 3 or so years, when I believe this is the year that will dictate the future of the Detroit Lions?
No, I think you're right, and that's why I don't think they're going to pay him. I'm saying what I would do. Also, the Rams did a lot of the heavy lifting on that deal, so Detroit really hasn't been faced with it yet. Mm. The Rams took care of a lot of it. I would say they have a lot of talent around him. So they draft Gibbs. They draft Sam LaPorta, who's going to be a star at tight end.
I heard
Jameson Williams is really good. Amon-Ra St. Brown. They have weapons, right? So to me, they put him in a great position, and that kind of adds fuel to the fire of let's see what he does one more year as really the guy. I would be surprised if Detroit paid him. I think, though, when a guy performs like that, there wasn't a lot of expectations. He didn't necessarily have a ton of help. He really, that was his best season by far, even better than the Super Bowl season in L.A. So I would pay him. I think they will wait. I think you're right.
I think the biggest issue we're forgetting is that they had the worst defense in football last year. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, we have a quarterback that is serviceable. He's doing a good job, right? You just talked about all the offensive weapons that they just added to him, and they're all young. It's the defense. Instead of worrying about should we pay Goff or get rid of him? No, you pay him because you got the quarterback, and you go work on the defense because that's the team that's the part they really need.
But here's my issue though, Joy, is Goff got them here, but can he get them there? Meaning he's gotten them to 9-8, but can he get them to 11-6 in playoff wins? He couldn't do it for the Rams and Sean McVay, maybe the most brilliant, went to Super Bowl. Yeah. But clearly he wasn't enough because Sean McVay was like, yo, I'm good on him. Well, and then instantly won a Super Bowl.
I think the Lions would take a Super Bowl appearance, though.
Yes.
Like, it would take a playoff win. I was about to say a playoff win.
But so to me, I agree. I don't know if Jared Goff's capable of doing that without Sean McVay because we haven't seen it and we saw him before Sean McVay.
True.
But that's why I'm like right here with the Lions. I like the direction they're going. I thought they were... They improved a lot last year. I had a lot of questions about Dan Campbell and if he's the guy. And I think this year is the year that they have to answer all of those questions. Now, it might be prudent for Detroit to get a deal done with him so that it can be more team friendly, more flexible. If you pay a player before they have a big year, it's easier to negotiate. So maybe it makes sense to do that, to pay him, because I don't think you're going to get much better than him at this particular point. But I'm still stuck in this no man's land with Detroit where, okay, maybe you don't regress, but maybe that's not enough to get to the playoffs again.
Correct. That's where I'm at.
So are you going to stay in the same position you're in, which is competitive and interesting and there's a little bit of hype? Or are you actually going to take the next step and start making it to the playoffs and winning playoff games?
And Shady, can Goff get you there? You made a great point about the defense, but remember, they stole your former Philadelphia Eagle, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. Okay. He's a safety right now. I believe Emmanuel Mosley, they added him to the cornerback position. Yep. Mm-hmm. So they did really shore up that secondary. They moved Jeff Okuda, I believe, to the Atlanta Falcons. Unfortunately, he just got hurt. Yeah. So, like, they did what they needed to do. They overdrafted a linebacker, Jack Campbell, out of Iowa.
Yes, they
completely
did.
Completely overdrafted.
Right. He's a good player, though.
Good player, yeah. But completely over. So they are doing defensively, I think, what they think they have to do. You believe Goff can take them where they want to go?
I think so. I mean, it's the reason why every week we see, oh, man, they're getting better. Oh, they're getting closer. Every week.
Yeah.
And I never was the type to, like, root for the Lions. I mean, I was a Barry Sanders fan, but other than that, they weren't a winning team, mm-hmm. right? And every year they get better and better and better. That's why Dan Campbell is still there.
Yeah.
That's why they didn't fire him, because we thought he might get fired. No, they can see the fight. When I look at, like, teams that don't do well and they get fired, it's like, okay, why should we keep you?
Yeah.
But when you ask that about the Lions, about Dan Campbell, you say, man, this team is scrappy. They fight to the last whistle. They're getting better and better and better. I think with this young group on offense, with Goff, right, I think he can take these guys to a playoffs. I can see it. And I think they can win that division.
Greetings, soccer fans. Are you ready for the 2023 FIFA Women's World Cup? Because we are. That's right. Australia and New Zealand, look out. State of the Union is coming.
Off the post and in!
And we'll be going above and beyond down under. We'll have new podcast episodes every single match day.
USA!
So follow Alexi Lawless's State of the Union on the Fox app, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of steel tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $20 on the steel MS-162 or MS-170 chainsaw. Real steel. Offer valid through June 30th, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
What's up, family? Let me get my rock. Can I get a better pass next time? Please. Let's work on that again. What's up, family? It's time to talk quarterbacks.
Oh,
okay. okay, it's time to talk quarterbacks. Are they going to take a step forward, a step back, or stay put this upcoming season? Talking about five quarterbacks who were very polarizing in the National Football League. Let's start number one with Daniel Jones of the New York Giants. He won 9 games last year, took the Giants to the playoffs for the first time since the, you know, the whole party boat incident. Well, he said recently, quote, "I'm very confident that I can play this game at a high level." Shady Daniel Jones, step forward.
Jones,
step back, stay in put.
Step. Okay, I'm going to say step forward. I think that in the second year in Brian Daboll's offense, I think that we see a better version of Daniel Jones, a.k.a. Danny Dimes. He looked really good last year, used his feet. But I just know from being in the offense for the second year, there's things that you know you could do better, and I think that we should better him this year. So I'm going to say step forward.
Danny Dimes, we got Johnny Dimes over here. I don't know if we're going to see some passes like that from Daniel Jones this year. I think he stays put. I haven't seen the raw material for him to take another significant step up. And for as much as the talk about their season and all that, like, they won 9 games. I mean, it wasn't really that dramatic. They had to pay him. I've got to put some respect on Daboll, so I will stay put and not regress, but I don't see him taking a significant step up.
Rocket ship, I'm telling you, the Giants. I was all in on the Giants last year. Daniel Jones, Danny Joy's laughing because he knows
I love it. It's great
top
energy.
10 quarterback this season. I was just with him. He's added 12
like in the NFC?
To 15 pounds. No, period. He is in that conversation with the upper echelon. Daniel Jones is that dude. Now, you get 2-6 back. Saquon's back. That's a big deal, right? I'm not saying it's a long term. He gets the 1 year. You add Darren Waller, who's an absolute weapon. I was just at camp a couple weeks ago. They are ecstatic about Darren Waller because of what he brings to the table, his matchup nightmare. And then there's a guy named Paris Campbell. Under the radar signing, 4.2 speed, Ohio State Buckeye. You put him on the perimeter. You have Darius Slayton. You have some weapons there. An improved offensive line, another year for Andrew Thomas. Daniel Jones, big step up. The Giants win 12 games.
I don't know if I believe it.
Well,
but you made it sound good.
Yes,
okay,
did.
We got to talk about Tua Tagovailoa. Started 8-1 last year. The Miami Dolphins were absolutely rolling, but remember, he had health issues, several of them. 2-5, talk to me. Step forward, step back, or will Tua stay put this season?
I'm going to say stay put. Hold up.
Okay.
I know they got a lot of speed over there. McDaniels, I know how he thinks. He wants to get these fast guys. They're talking about bringing Cooks in there. It'll be a great offense. But one thing about Tua stays banged up. Tua stays hurt. So if he can just come back and be efficient like he was last year, they'll be a playoff team. I think if you have Tua in the playoffs, they can win them games. But I got to see it before I buy it.
You got to
say stay put.
I think he steps forward, yes. I think Tua steps forward because I think he's going to be healthy all season long. Also, Tua has to get paid. Tua's trying to establish himself as the long-term answer in Miami. There were a lot of questions before for various drama-filled reasons. Now the only question for Tua is, can he stay healthy? Because we know he can play at a high level when he is, and I think he will this year, so I say step forward.
I'm going to go step forward as well, and Joy mentioned it. He's playing for an extension. Now, he was really good last year. I would say this about Tua. He is extremely accurate. I think his deep ball is underappreciated because we see all the success he has in the middle and, you know, intermediate and short game. You think about Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. They add Devon Achane. We talked about him yesterday. That speed is a difference maker. All the window dressing that they're going to do in that offense, I believe they have everything you need to win the AFC East, and I think Tua is a big part of it, so I'll say step forward.
This might be my most favorite quarterback to discuss, Geno Smith. In his 10th year in the National Football League, his fourth different team, he finally made a Pro Bowl. Seahawks made the playoffs. Geno Smith, Shady, step forward, step back, stay put.
This is a tough one. I played against Geno and I watched him play. I'm going to stay put.
Okay.
He had 30 touchdowns last year.
Hard to do.
I mean, in 9 years, he had 30 touchdowns. So it just tells you where he's at. I think he's got better, but I still have to see it. I think this year, if I can see the same thing he did last year, being efficient on the offense, running the ball well, having some outstanding wide receivers, making big plays down the field with DK Metcalf, I'm going to say stay put.
I'm going to say stay put as well. I don't really see this team being that much better than they were last year. I think they snuck up on a lot of people. They surprised a lot of people last year. They're not going to get that generosity this year. People are going to expect Seattle. They're going to be planning for Geno Smith. And how do they look when that's the situation. Look, they didn't have a bad season last year, but they didn't have the best season either. Let's not get too dramatic about this. They had a nice season, and it was way better than the tanking season that we expected from them. So I don't see a significant step up. I'll say stay put, and let's see how the season plays out.
I'm going stock up again. Geno Smith, comeback player of the year. Now, I'm going to tell you a quick story, just a quick one. I was in Seattle last year, early in the year, before the Seahawks played the Giants. That was when they started to have some success. And I spent the afternoon with both Geno and DK because I really wanted to understand what is happening here. You know, you're surprising everyone. And here's the sense I got. It was Geno's humility, his courage, and maybe most importantly, the way he prepared, his checks at the line of scrimmage, his confidence in the offense, all of that made a huge difference in the locker room because you go from Russell Wilson to Geno Smith, that's a big unknown. Geno took the bull by the horns, and he earned it. He really earned it. Now you add Jackson Smith and Jigba, I think that offense is going to be better. I think the team's better. Good. Someone go step up.
Music to my ears. Well, speaking of earning it, Dak Prescott, fourth round pick, came out as a starter, 13-3 as a rookie. Cowboys have won 12 games, two consecutive seasons, for the first time in a mighty long time. But Prescott hasn't made a Pro Bowl since 2018. Shady, talk to me.
Stop. Stay put. Hold up. Here's what I say. Stay put. I think that Prescott is a good quarterback. We went to see the camp today. It's so much talent. But they've always had talent.
That's
right?
True.
And they always get to the playoffs. And they always do good in the regular season. The problem with me is going to get to the NFC Championship game, which is a stop. I don't see them getting there, right? Because the reason is Dak Prescott. Today at the camp, he gave up two more picks. Anyway, so I'm going to say stay put.
I'm going to say stay put.
Both the digs.
Both the digs. I'm going to say stay put as well. He'll be the Dak that we all know. He'll win lots of regular season games and probably be responsible for losing the most important one, which is fine. That's what the Cowboys have been used to for the last 30 years. Stay with what you like. Sometimes things just work, Shady. You know, it's comfortable. We make lots of money. We're chilling. Look, they're going to have an exciting season. They'll be in the playoffs and... You know, what happens in the playoffs? Oh, they lose to the Niners, no matter who's playing quarterback.
So I'm going to say stay put as well. And I think one of the big issues for me is Zach Martin. You know, we talked about it the other day. He's holding out. And he is one of the best guards in the league. He's essential to the offensive line and the entire offense. And when we really think about Dallas, they still want to run the ball. They still want play action. Zach Martin's a huge, huge part of that. So I'll say stay put. There is pressure on Dak as well. I mean, we've talked about it on the show the last few days. He needs to win. He needs to win now. But I think stay put.
Well, speaking of Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys, we have one of their best defensive players, one of the best defensive players in all of football, joining us next. Stephon Gilmore, former Defensive Player of the Year, All-Pro cornerback. That dude is a beast, and he's taking time for speak. Do not go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. We are bringing you the best college football analysis every week. Any questions? Then send them into the Joel Klatt Show mailbag. Follow the Joel Klatt Show on the Fox Sports app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
What up, Speak family? This is an honor, a privilege, not just for us, but for you all as well. We are joined by five-time Pro Bowler, former Defensive Player of the Year. The dude needs no introduction, but I get paid to introduce people. So y'all welcome Cowboys cornerback Stephon Gilmore. Gilly, what's up, man?
What's up, man? How y'all doing?
It's all good. Shady, you and Gilmore were teammates, correct?
Oh, man, teammates, yes. When I first got there, I didn't even know much about him. When I first got there, I'm like, yo, who's this corner? He locking everybody up. And sure enough, it was Gilly. So happy to see you, man. What's going on?
Man, just grinding, man. You know how training camp is. Just out here grinding year 12, man. Just having fun still.
Hey, year 12. Let me ask you this. You've played on a lot of teams, incredibly talented teams. You've won a Super Bowl, big dog. Is this Cowboys 2023 roster the most talented team you've ever been a part of?
Yeah, I think for sure it's one of the most talented teams I've been a part of. But you know, talent to get you there, but you got to be very detailed. You know, you got to win those big games at the end. And, you know, you got to really trust each other. So I'm just looking forward to, you know, us gelling throughout the season. It ain't gonna be easy, but I think, you know, we got the guys to do it.
Gilly Gill, it's your boy. Listen, I want to ask you this. When you got traded, like, what was your first reaction? Because I remember my first reaction. Like, I was so excited because of our relationship, but I'm like, oh, no, he's in our division now with the Eagles. So what was your first reaction when you heard about the trade?
I was excited, you know, and I think it was better for both parties. I wanted to go somewhere, you know, where they had a shot to win the big dance. So it's one of the places, you know, that I wanted to go. And I was happy we was able to work it out. And I'm just, you know, I was excited, you know, playing with America's team.
Right.
You know, it's a great place to be at the moment.
We just mentioned talent, and we've got a Harrisburg guy that you play alongside in Micah Parsons, and we talk about him a lot. He recently said he wants to be the best of the best, the upper room of the Hall of Fame. I think it's possible. You see the material every day in camp. Why is Micah Parsons different?
I think he's strong. He's athletic. He's fast. And I just think one thing that really stick out to me is his motor. You know, he never get tired. He just never get tired, man. It's exciting to see, you know. I think I'm going to have a lot more opportunities on the ball just because, you know, he's getting to the quarterback super fast. So he's special. And it's crazy. I know he was a great player, but really seeing him in practice, seeing how he works, I mean, he's unblockable.
Simply put, he's unblockable. You were a part of a number one defense in football. In my mind, you are the missing piece to this Cowboys defense. Diggs on one side, the front end, Micah Parsons, you just talked about him. Steady at linebacker, safety, obviously y'all are good between Wilson, between Hooker, between Kurtz. I think you're the missing piece. Can you all be the number one defense in football this year?
I think we can, but I always say you got to earn that privilege. You know, you got to go in week in and week out and earn it. You got to show people, you know, and anybody can talk about it. But until we go out there and do it, we have the pieces. I think we have the talent. We just got to go out there and make plays and do it.
I'll tell you what, I watched you in that 21. You look sweet in that 21. All you got to do now is get a pick and do the Deion. I want to ask you this about you and Diggs. I mean, when you talk about this, having a tandem of two lockdown corners, like, how does that feel to be a part of that?
You know, it's exciting. You know, as soon as I got in the room, you know, I feel like he's my little brother now. You know, I see so much talent. I mean, obviously he's been making plays throughout his career, but I just think, you know, he got a lot more room to grow. He's still young, and I'm trying to take him up under my wing as much as I can to, you know, teach him, you know, how to be a pro, you know, teach him the little tricks that he can learn to, you know, take his game to the next level. So I'm excited to see him play this year. He's a smart player. He tracked the ball. He's better than anybody I've been around. So he's going to be a great player in this league for a long time.
Yo, let's talk cornerback tandems. Let's talk cornerback tandems. You got Howard and Ramsey. They was up there. Obviously, Ramsey's hurt. Yeah. My guy Slay and Bradbury over in Philly. Okay. The Jets got a nice little tandem. Where would you put Gilmore? Yeah, I'm speaking about you third person. Where would you put Gilmore and Diggs as far as cornerback tandems in the NFL?
I think we number one. Okay. You know, I think we, you know, we – you know, week in, week out, we're going to prove it. And, you know, nobody know that answer until the end of the year. So
true.
I guess we'll see at the end of the year.
You're a Super Bowl champ, and now you're with the Cowboys, which is America's team. Mm. And we talk a lot about the Cowboys. Everybody does. What's it going to take for this particular team to get over the hump? Because you know what it takes to get there.
I just think, you know, like I said, we got to start fast, you know, during the regular season. You know, we got to win big games, you know, take it one game at a time, you know, when we get to the end, get to the playoffs. You know, it comes down to, you know, making those plays at the end of the game, you know, because it really comes down to like 2 minutes, you know, those games. And you just got to be able to make plays. You know, it's, I don't think no team, you know, that gets to the playoffs is that much better. It just comes down to, you know, the preparation during the weekend. Being able to make the play at the end of the game.
Now, you are a Super Bowl champion, so am I, and we played with a similar guy by the name of Tom Brady. And you've seen what it is to be around a superstar quarterback, a leader. I want to ask you about your quarterback, Dak Prescott, because you can't be a successful team, I think, nowadays without a good leader, without a good quarterback. Your first time with Dak Prescott, can you tell us about it?
one thing that, you know, that stood out to me, you know, he's the first one in, you know, the last one out. You know, he worked extremely hard. I'm excited to see the season he's going to have this year.
Okay.
You know, with him and Brandon Cooks, you know, it's going to help out a lot. You know, MG, you know, and CD, I think those guys are going to have a great season. And, you know, the key piece with me is D Cooks. You know, I think he's the leader in that room. He worked extremely hard. And I think Dak, you know, he's been playing great ball throughout his whole career. He's just going to come down to, you know, winning those big games at the end of the season.
Hey, I'm going to put you on a hot seat. I'm going to put you on a hot seat. I'm going to
put him on it. Put him on it.
Hot seat. Everybody gives lists, man, and exhausting. Everybody and their mama got a list. But nobody is more qualified to tell us the top five receivers in the National Football League than a man who has made a living locking up receivers. America, if you do not know, he literally won Defensive Player of the Year, the person we are privileged to be talking to right now, Stephon Gilmore. So I need your top five receivers in the National Football League.
Okay. I got Stephon Diggs.
One?
It's one.
Oh,
one.
Okay. Ooh, I like that.
Got Justin Jefferson.
Oh.
Two.
Okay.
I got let's see what else. I go Jamar Chase.
Oh, okay. Three. He ain't said Devontae Adams yet.
Yeah. Right.
Devontae
right.
is out there. I don't know if he is out there somewhere.
I didn't say Devontae yet.
I mean, the cheetah is out there too. I don't know if you.
I gotta put Devontae too.
Okay. So Devontae two, yeah. You bumping down Jefferson to three and bumping down Chase to four.
Yep. And well, I got one more, right?
Yep.
Let's see.
CD, Tyreek.
You got CD. You got a lot of.
You got AJ Brown. Who else out there?
Yeah. Brown, nice.
Who else out? You got Hop.
Got Hop.
Really, Kyle, really Hill. Coming back. Oh, Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek. Most people don't use Stanley.
They don't say that. Okay, let me ask you this. Since you said Tyreek Hill, big dog, how come people don't respect Tyreek Hill as a wide receiver, and what makes him so difficult to defend? Let's talk ball real quick.
Now, I don't know why people don't respect him, because anytime you got a guy that can, you know, catch a slant and turn to 70 yards, like, you know, how can you not be a receiver? You know, you got to really, I mean, when you're on the field with him, you got to know where he had at all times.
All times.
Because, you know, that's explosive, you know, as soon as he get the ball in his hand.
A guy like Steph, you guys noticed, but he's super humble, like super humble. When he's with Buffalo, I said, you got to go to a new team. And I'm his teammate. You got to go to a new team where you have the prime time games, because people can see how great you really are. Right? Because at Buffalo, we didn't have a lot of prime time games. So he was so humble. But I want to ask you this. What about the accolades for this season, right? We all have goals. I know you're humble, but I want to know some of your goals for this season.
I think, you know, I want to have a lot of picks, obviously.
Okay.
I want to be a pro bowler, all pro. And, you know, I want to be one of the reasons, you know, we get to the last dance. You know, that's my goal. So any goal I had in year five, I have now. Each and every year I reset. I start over and I reach for the highest one. So that's where I want to be.
Hey, speaking of primetime games, Joy, Shady, myself, we were all sitting at a bar watching you last year. I believe it was week four, week five. Colts were taking on the Broncos.
Denver,
Broncos got to have it play. Russ throws it into the end zone. You make a phenomenal play. You do what only you can do. Pass breakup.
Give me that.
Interception, excuse me. Give me that. I need that. Undercut the in route. What do you think went wrong with Russ? What do you think went wrong with the Broncos? You have to scout him. You have to play him. You quite literally picked off that play. Either take us through that play and tell us what happened in your mind with the Broncos and Russ.
Really, no, I can't speak on what happened over there, but I think he made some, you know, good throws that game. But I don't know. I don't know what happened. And my job is to really, like, eliminate routes and really study those receivers, but I was just happy he kept trying me, you know, that game.
So, Stephon, you were Shady's teammate. Shady is now our teammate. Obviously, Emmanuel was teammates with him as well. So we get lots of Shady stories from Emmanuel, but do you have any Shady stories?
Oh, my God.
let's see. Now, we used to sit together every day in the meeting room with Rex, with me and Rex. He used to just tell me, you know, why you you so nice. Why you don't just be flashy? Why you not let's just talk junk? You know, you too nice. You need to go somewhere else. You need to go. But I ended up doing that and going to New England, you know, and people really got to see me play. And you know, he always took me up on his wing, you know. He got me out of my box a little bit. So I'm saying I appreciate him for that.
Yeah. Steph was always so good, bro. And I was like, man, this kid, like, nobody even knows how good this dude is. That's why I was always pushing him. Go somewhere else where they can see how good you are. And sure enough, he went to the Patriots.
Went to the Patriots, won a Super Bowl.
Defense player of the year.
Hard to do.
Tell the wife I said what's up. Tell the kids I said what's up also.
Yeah. Thank you, bro.
Hey, can't wait to watch you play this year. Thanks for taking the time with us, man. We're going to catch you soon.
One question. Y'all, when you play my Eagles, you match up one-on-one with A.J. Brown?
All day, man. If that's the game plan that week, it's got to go down.
If it's the game plan, how many catches, how many yards? Put him on the hot seat. So he got to learn about this Eagle-Cowboy rivalry. He don't know about it yet.
I won't say that. I won't say how many catches, how many yards. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's about making the plays when they come. You know, sometimes he may get some yards, but the situation to dictate that. And you got to make the play at the end to win the game. So that's my main goal, to win.
It sounds like so. If he get any catches, he allowed them to happen. That's what I heard. Hey, Gilmore, appreciate you taking the time, bro.
Thank you.
Harper hits one in the air. Looks back. It goes. Harper, the swing of his life.
MLB playoffs are near, and you know what that means, Alex?
Yep. Flippin' Bats will be staying up late and having all the fun.
From breaking down the most important stories and games, nobody's done what he's doing. Nobody. Not even Babe Ruth.
To interviewing baseball's biggest stars.
I felt like I was pitching more stress. I was trying to be so perfect.
No one covers America's pastime like us.
So as we sprint towards this year's World Series on Fox, please make sure to listen, follow, and subscribe to Flippin' Bats with Ben Verlander and me, Alex Curry.
Baseball is fun, and so are we. We're going to have fun, dang it. We'll talk to you soon.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of steel tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, save $30 on the American-made steel FS56 RCE trimmer. Real steel. The FS56 RCE is made in America of U.S. and global materials. Offer valid through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
All right, family, before we get started, you already know what it is. I got to get my rock. Okay, it is time for us to play a game. I want you all involved. It's called Why and Why Not. I'm going to give a scenario to the distinct panel sitting to my left, and they are going to tell you why it will happen, but they will take the same question and tell you why it will not happen. Let's start with the storyline that will captivate the attention of the NFL audience this year, the Jets. The Jets winning a Super Bowl. It has not happened in 50 some odd years, but Shady, the Jets will win the Super Bowl, but why?
I love it. I love the storyline. The Jets, the New York Jets, they go out there and get Aaron Rodgers with a top five defense. Him and Garrett Wilson together have the best duel from a quarterback to a wide receiver, and they get the dub, and they go to Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers, he gets all the praise for it. MVP A-Rod.
The Jets will win the Super Bowl, little Shady said it, if he gets back to MVP form. Keep in mind, they are still in the AFC. They're still going to have to be really, really, really good and beat all those other really, really, really good teams that have been really, really, really good for a while if they win the Super Bowl. That's a big task. Also, the offensive line is going to have to be a lot better than they were last year.
Aaron Rodgers reinvigorated, 39 years old, playing like he's 25. He's got Garrett Wilson, one of the best young receivers in all of football. He's got Breece Hall, a terrific running back. We'll see about Dalvin Cook, but they have a top five defense across the board. They got Quinnen Williams. They got Jermaine Johnson. And oh my goodness, they got Robert Saleh, a players coach who's going to empower his guys. That's why the Jets can win the whole thing.
I love it. Jets have a top five defense. Last time Aaron Rodgers had a top five defense, he did, in fact, win the Super Bowl. But the Jets will win the Super Bowl. Shady, why not?
Ooh.
Because they might not win the AFC East.
Ooh.
Right? You still got the Dolphins. You still got the Bills. The Bills are running the show for a long time. And the AFC are really, really good. I don't know if they can beat the Chiefs, and I don't know if they can beat the Bengals.
I love it.
they might not win the Super Bowl if Aaron Rodgers, does what he always does in the postseason.
Oh,
except for that one time. Other than that one time, he does what he does in the postseason. Or if he misses any time at all due to injury, any significant amount of time.
Good point.
Why not? Injury as well. Their first six games, gauntlet. They open Monday night against Buffalo. We will learn a lot about this team. And if things don't go well early, you have to wonder if the New York media, truculent at the very least, will turn on Rodgers and the Jets. That's why they wouldn't do it.
Lamar Jackson, he got the offensive coordinator that he wanted. He got the wide receiver help that he wanted. Odell Beckham, Nelson Aguilar, drafted a wide receiver in Zay Flowers, plus Rashad Bateman, a first-round pick from just 2 years ago. I believe that Lamar Jackson could finally get to an AFC championship game, but why, Shady?
He would get to the AFC championship game because he's Lamar Action Jackson. They finally gave him some weapons. They go out and get him a number one receiver in Odell Beckham, and we know how good Odell is. You need some speed? Why not? Go to Boston College and get Zay Flowers to go up the scene to take them deep for six. And they already have a good defense. So, yes, Lamar Jackson takes his guys to the AFC championship game and they win.
If he's healthy at the end of the season, they get to the AFC championship game.
Okay.
And those pieces that they brought in look how they look on paper. Mm. This is still an offense that is a new offensive coordinator. There's a lot of changes this year. If everything clicks the way we think it will and the way it looks on paper, they get to the AFC championship game.
Todd Monken, new OC from Georgia, he turned Stetson Bennett into a Heisman finalist.
He did.
He is a phenomenal offensive mind, and he's got a phenomenal quarterback under center in Mr. Lamar Jackson. They have Isaiah Likely. They have Mark Andrews. J.K. Dobbins was sensational down the stretch last season. You mentioned Zay Flowers.
Zay Flowers.
I talked to this guy. I said, are you a slot? You're 5'9". He said, no, I'm an X. I'm a Y. I'm a Z. You can line me up anywhere. Ooh. I will make things happen. And that's the bottom line. Everything I've been told is that Zay Flowers has been all that and a bag of chips.
Yep.
I love Zay Flowers. I love the Ravens and Lamar Jackson.
Okay, but Lamar Jackson hasn't gotten past the divisional round, America. All these wide receivers that we talk about, Odell Beckham coming off an injury, Nelson Aguilar hasn't had more than 1,000 yards receiving in a season, Zay Flowers is a rookie, Rashad Bateman was hurt last year. Lamar Jackson make it to an AFC championship game? Shady, why not?
They say, why? I say, why not? Maybe because they are in the same division as the Bengals, as the New Browns, as Mike Tomlin, as a winning coach with the Steelers. I don't know. To get to the AFC championship game, you might have to beat these teams. And the AFC is super, super deep. So I don't know if they can beat the Bengals with Joe Burrow and that offensive crew he has. So if you can't win that game, how can you get to the AFC championship?
I hear you.
That's going to be hard. And it's also, like you said, going to depend on health. They got to have their stars available in the postseason. The postseason and the AFC this year is going to be crazy. And a big part of who comes out of the AFC, it's not the Chiefs, obviously, to me, is going to depend on health.
Why not would be health as well. Also, you think about the AFC North. That is a gauntlet. You're talking about Kenny Pickett, who's going to be really good, I believe. You're talking about a certain guy named Joe Burrow, and obviously Lamar Jackson, and obviously Deshaun Watson. That is a brutal gauntlet. So, to me, I love this team, but that would be why not. I still don't believe it. I think they do.
There is no athlete in my mind in American sports under more pressure this year than Russell Wilson. There just isn't. Russell Wilson was given the keys to the Denver Broncos organization. He was given a record-setting contract. He was also given multiple first-round picks in exchange for himself. But he's never been given an MVP vote. Shady McCoy, Russ Wilson, gets his first ever MVP vote this season. Tell me why.
He gets his first MVP vote because he has one of the best offensive coordinators of all time, Sean Payton. He's that good. The reason why they brought him to the Broncos wasn't to fix the defense, wasn't to fix the team. It was to fix Russ. He fixed Russ, he gets the MVP, and he wins the MVP.
Ooh.
Come on.
Yeah, my entire answer was Sean Payton, but I'll add some more to it. It's Sean Payton, and they win that division. If they can win that division with Russ playing at an MVP level and that offense taking a turnaround from the worst in the league, which will probably be the best in the league for them to win that division and him look that good, that's how he gets an MVP vote, possibly the MVP.
They win. He gets his first MVP vote. if they let Russ cook. The dude is
let him cook.
15 pounds. He's got Jerry Jeudy. He's got Courtland Sutton. Javonte Williams. We want to see it, but he is a super talent second year back out of North Carolina. So that is why. But there's a big guy named Sean Payton as well, and I'm going back to it.
Big guy.
You got to let him cook, and if you do, he could do it.
Okay, but Russell Wilson last year, he only won 4 games. KJ Hamler, second-round receiver out of Penn State, he's hurt. Tim Patrick, he's hurt. Javonte Williams is coming back from an injury himself. So Russell Wilson get an MVP vote? Shady, why not?
Father Tom, he gets us all. I played with a good friend, Davis.
David.
Which was it?
Vontae David.
No, he could quit at halftime. I don't know.
Vontae Davis.
Vontae Davis. There's so many Davis. Anyway, Vontae Davis quit at halftime. He said, Shady McCoy, he said, it's a young man's game, and if, you can, if you're not young and you're older, you can't compete, you must retire. So, Russ, follow time, get the saw. At 34, you might not have it no more.
Well said. Why not? I mean, Russ just looks how Russ has always looked when he's good. He's never had an MVP vote. He's had great seasons. He could have a great season and not get an MVP vote because he never has. And he's had good seasons before. Russ could bounce back, be good, even be great, and still not get an MVP vote. So I don't think that he's in that space right now. I mean, we're just hoping he doubles his wins from 4 to 8 right now. So MVP is like, we're talking about some miracles.
Why not? Because the offensive line last year was middle of the league. Now they've added McGlinchey, they've added Powers.
Yep.
But also, he wasn't very good. Russell Wilson, his last year in Seattle, he struggled. So maybe last year wasn't an aberration. Maybe last year was a trend. That's why not.
Cowboys have not been to a Super Bowl in nearly 30 years, but their talent is extreme. Micah Parsons, Diggs, safety, Hooker, Donovan Wilson, Curse. You got new linebackers. You drafted them in the 3rd round. Offensively needs no explanation. Dak Prescott, Tony Pollard, CeeDee Lamb, Shoemaker. You got a bunch of dudes. Shady, the Cowboys will finally return to the Super Bowl. Tell me what.
They for sure will go to Super Bowl if all that talent you just talked about shows up. You talk about on defense, Stephon Diggs.
Woo.
Or Stephon Gilmore, he's out there. And then you got Diggs on the other side. And then you got Michael Parsons from Harrisburg. You know what he does, right? And then on offense, even though, you know, Dak Prescott, he's been tough playing, you know, some bad ball last year, but this year he turns it on. You bring in Cooks, and you already have CeeDee Lamb, so they got the talent to do it. And don't forget about Pollard back there in the backfield.
Talk to me.
For 150 yards each game. Running back, see that? Give him running back some love. Come on.
Oh, I'm fighting my sarcasm right now so badly. Why will they finally return to the Super Bowl? If the Eagles can't stop halfway through the second.
Girl, you're going to have a whole segment to tell me why not.
San Francisco is like all 3 quarterbacks and McCaffrey got to play quarterback. No, that is actually why, because they can't beat the Niners in the divisional round. But if Dak lives up to the potential that the Cowboys clearly have seen in him, because they've given him this money and made him the face of the franchise, Mike McCarthy's offense clicks with him, and I already know the rest of the talent's going to step up, because they did all year last year and they did in the postseason.
True.
Problem was, at the end of the day, it came down to one position against the same team. So they don't do that, they get to the Super Bowl.
Great 1-53 depth. Great defensive line. Great offensive line. Zach Martin, get in camp. We got to get you signed.
Right.
Really, really good quarterback. I'm sorry. He is good. I didn't say he was great, but he's a good quarterback. CeeDee Lamb, Brandon Cooks, running game with Tony Pollard. There's a lot to like in the star.
A whole lot to like, but the Cowboys have not been to a Super Bowl since I was growing up in Dallas as a toddler, still on a pacifier, America. The Cowboys just don't know how to get there. So the Cowboys return to a Super Bowl? Shady, why not?
Put your foes up. Put your foes up. It's because of Dak Prescott. In 7 years, he's had, what, 2 playoff wins? Mm-hmm. And every time he gets to the playoffs, it's the same results. Not from the whole team, from that one position. And that's the reason why they will not win a Super Bowl.
The Cowboys will not return to the Super Bowl if they play the Niners in the postseason.
That is fair.
Two times in a row.
Hard to beat.
For me, it's you lose Kellen Moore, your OC, which I think is going to hurt them, at least at the beginning. Tony Pollard comes back from a broken leg, and Dak goes back to being Dak in the playoffs, which hasn't been great. And then also Mike McCarthy, so that's why. But I like Dallas and Shady. I like number 4.
Jordan, not going to go all the way negative.
Not going to go all the way negative, Shady.
You didn't want to hear it.
Put your
Hey, college football fans. This is RJ Young, host of Fox Sports' number one college football show. The biggest names, the biggest games. The theme is we do it big on this here thing. Please subscribe on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie, formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services, marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you, it's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area, so you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
Okay, let's get back to the NFL. Let's focus on football. Cowboys haven't been to a Super Bowl in nearly 30 years, but their defensive star, Micah Parsons, he is over the drought. The two-time All-Pro said, quote, "I can't wait for mine. I've only been here 2 years, and I'm tired of watching," close quote. Shady, where Micah from?
Harrisburg.
You're from Harrisburg. Shady had the pleasure of chopping it up with Micah when we went to practice 2 days ago. He saw him right before the team got to doing their little different individual drills. Can Micah, who is an absolute phenom, an absolute stud, one of the best defensive players we've seen in the last 20 years, can he lead the Cowboys to a Super Bowl? Notice I didn't say Dak.
Right.
I said Micah.
So Micah is by himself. Let's lead him.
Can he be the galvanizing factor?
I mean, he is that good. He is that great. I got to say no. I mean, nowadays, you need some help. I think of a guy like Aaron Donald, as great as Aaron Donald is, and I think Parsons is really great, but he has a long way to get to Aaron Donald, but he's on the right path. Mm-hmm. Even he needed some help. And you look at the players they had with Cooper Kupp and Matthew Stafford.
Super Bowl years.
Nowadays, you need some offense. Nowadays, you need a quarterback. If you look at the last three championships, three or four, mm-hmm. you got Brady, you got Matthew Stafford.
Pat.
You have Pat Mahomes twice. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I think you need some defense, and Parsons is, if you have a solid offense, you don't even need a great one, it's a solid offense, and you have a guy like Michael Parsons, that's the championship DNA.
Yeah.
But by itself, it's going to be tough, bro. It's going to be really, really tough.
Where you at, Schultz?
I think he can. I think he is that special. I said the other day, he's generational. He might not even be generational. He might be once in a lifetime. I used to say Dwayne Wade was a generational player. Michael Jordan's a once in a lifetime. Mm. Parsons is that. I believe he's that good. I believe he's that smart. I talked earlier about Dan Quinn telling me he is that sensational of a talent, but more importantly, the drive, the work ethic. We also said he's still learning the position. He's still learning so how good, to rush. Man. He didn't really do that at Penn State. So you think about how old he is, the ceiling, the team is really good, 1 through 53. I believe Micah Parsons can lead Dallas to Super Bowl. I would say that if he's great and continues to get better, that'll do so much for Dak Prescott. It'll open up so many things for CeeDee Lamb in that offense that he can do it. So the answer is yes.
I want to say yes because I think Micah influences the game so much. He's just an outlier type of player. He's not just a defensive player. He ends drives. Mm-hmm. He scores points as a defensive player. He's a constant disruptor. So I want to say yes. But it's just a different... And if you could score in 13 seconds, like, that's 13 seconds. It don't matter. That's too much time to leave for Patrick Mahomes. That's the NFL that we're in right now. So as much as I want to say yes, and I think he is that type of player, when I look at how Super Bowls are won and what quarterback is on the other side of those games, How do you defend that? How do you score? It's too much time for Patrick Mahomes. 13 seconds. That's crazy. And when we think about the last time a player led a team to a Super Bowl, we would say Ray Lewis, a defensive player. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right? It would be Ray
Way
Lewis.
Different era.
And James Harrison, I'd
2012 and 2000 were the Ravens' Super Bowl years.
Defensive, right.
Their passing offense in 2012 was ranked 15th and 22nd. I don't think you can do that in an era like this. It doesn't matter how good your defense is. Now, you can talk about the big defensive plays in these past Super Bowls, but I just think the era with the passing game, it's so hard to see.
And another thing is like so winning a Super Bowl is one thing, but getting there is a whole other thing. Right? Yeah. I feel like sometimes it's harder to get there to win it.
Yeah.
But then let's look at last season, right? Micah was a hell of a player. He was one of the best players on that field. And their defense did their part.
Yeah.
They got stops. They shut him down. They made him punt.
Yeah.
But what happened? The turnovers from his team led them to lose. So as much as I want to say Parsons could do it himself because he's that great, you got to look at the factors of playing football.
I'm a 2-5 on this. It's like, I think Micah Parsons could win the Cowboys the Super Bowl if he's in the game.
Yeah. Okay, so you're thinking like Von Miller with Denver.
Yeah.
If he's in the game.
I can see that for sure. Oh, easy.
Where he just has
strip
a dominant
sets.
Game.
Yeah, dominate.
If he's in the game, I think he can win it for the Cowboys. The issue, like Shady is attested to, it's the getting them there.
That's so tough.
Because the last time a defensive player of the year won the Super Bowl was Joy's Pittsburgh Steelers, James Harrison.
Yep.
And then even in the game, if you all remember, 100 yards,
pick six,
all the way to the crib. So not only did he...
And he had a sack that game, too.
You get a pick six, taking it back. Yo, that's a legitimate 14-point swing.
Right.
They're about to score, and then you go score.
But
that's
was
the difference in the game.
He
still had Big Ben playing quarterback, so that matters.
But here's the counter to saying he can only do it once they're there, is that Micah Parsons is a force multiplier, domino effect. So everything he does makes everyone else better.
Sure.
Aaron Donald did that. Yep. He's done that. Lawrence Taylor did that. I hate to bring up Lawrence Taylor again, but that's what I see.
But Lawrence Taylor
did it twice and Donald did it once.
If you are going to keep speaking about Parsons in that way, he has to do these things. If you're going to call him not just a generational talent,
once in a lifetime talent,
he has to do once in a lifetime thing.
Yeah.
Because thus far, he hasn't done a once in a lifetime thing. He's on the third best trajectory of anybody we've ever seen.
Yeah,
so Shady said, he is doing what Aaron Donald has done. But if we're going to speak of Parsons in that way, then he's going to have to do what you're saying he is capable of doing, which is something once in a lifetime.
And you talk about Aaron Donald closed that game out. Yep. Am I tripping? He closed the game out. But Matthew Stafford went down there to score.
Sure. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Him and Cooper Kupp, they worked that drive. Yeah. They scored. And then it came down to the defense. And then my boy AD said, give me that ring.
Yeah.
But I can see Parsons dominating the game like that because he's that good. But he needs his quarterback to put points up and to protect that football.
Yeah,
that's
the one
the
thing
game.
That Micah can't erase is turnovers
by
the offense.
You can still go get points.
I've been thinking about this the last couple of days. I think I was wrong when I said he's a generational player. I think that's too light.
I agree with that.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem.
He's a different level.
I just think at some point, like, Parsons needs to give us that 20-sack year this year.
Okay.
Because where I'm at with you, Schultz, is like, Parsons, we're speaking of Parsons kind of like we spoke of Russ before last season. I say that to say we're projecting. Joy called me out on it one time. I'm like, oh, you make a really good point. We all said Russ was a Hall of Famer because we assumed that he was going to keep doing what he's doing.
Right.
But to say that Parsons is a once-in-a-lifetime talent based on 2 13.5 sack years, I can't say that only because we saw Bond do it.
But Russ ain't never been this good like Parsons
is. No. I'm saying the point of projecting. Like, we're making assumptions.
Well, yeah, of course.
But he's doing it. Oh, wait. It's rookie. Hold on a second. We both was rookies.
Yes, sir.
We know how hard that is.
No doubt.
He was all pro as a rookie, baby. Hey, hold up. He sat at Penn State. He even played his last year. Okay? So you come to the league and just get all pro.
Boom, hard to do.
You know what?
And
maybe
do it again.
You know what? Maybe I was lucky.
Do it again.
He's from Harrisburg. We get lucky sometimes. He do it again in the same fashion. So we can't say it's a projection. This is what he does.
But I'm saying we have seen rookies be all pro before. All I'm saying is this. If you say once in a lifetime, if you say Michael Jordan.
He's on that.
He's on that projector.
He's on that. He's on that path.
All of this, of course, is projecting. Because if his career ended today, he wouldn't be. So, right. of course, we're right. projecting that
he is on that trajectory.
And he could take a big step up this year.
Yes.
And, we're forgetting how young he is.
That, to me, is like once Parsons does that 20-sack season, like J.J. Watt did, like Alden Smith did, like Vaughn flirted with, like T.J. Watt did, like, you know what I mean? That's when I'm like, hey, you know what? But it's just interesting. Again, I'm a defensive player, so I'm probably a little bit more particular.
You should love what he's doing.
I absolutely love it. But to hear MJ, that's when I'm like, okay, what's TJ Watt? Is TJ Watt, you know what I mean? Like, what's Miles Garrett? What's Nick Bosa? What are players who have won Defensive Player of the Year? Like, because we're not talking about them like that. And they've won Defensive Player of the Year.
Bosa and Watt are in that conversation. Garrett's close.
We ain't got four Michael Jordans, coach.
No,
but we ain't got four of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't got four of them. So, again, when Parsons gives you 20 sacks, like, we're talking about Aaron Donald. Yeah. Aaron Donald gave you 20 at D-tackle.
Well, no, listen, that's why I say AD's the best defensive player of all time. He's doing that as a three-tech, right? But if you even take him away, that's the thing about Parsons. Like, the route that he's on, the path he's on, like, bro, that's...
Yes.
But the original question was also, is he putting too much pressure on himself? Yep. And the answer for me is no, because... This is how special he is.
This is what he does. Yeah.
And this is what he does.
What he does.
He's not surprised. He probably would say he should have gotten three, four more sacks last year.
Any from Harrisburg. You know how we get
there. I thought it was Alec Quipa, though.
Get there.
No, not
Alec Quipa.
Harrisburg.
Yeah. Philly.
Harrisburg. Ricky Waters is from there, too. We got players, though. Don't get crazy.
Underrated running back.
Don't get crazy on here.